mercies are new every morning. Today we're ending on, we can't do it really without each other. We can't do it without one another. You can't enjoy this new day without the person to your right and to your left. Todd Bolsinger came out with did his doctoral dissertation and made it into a book. And the title of the book is, It Takes a Church to Raise a Christian. And that's absolutely true. And so we're starting off our One Another series with the end of enjoying each day, this new day. And the overlap is obvious. It takes us to enjoy this new day. And then we're going to roll into February and learn about one another passages. So I'm excited. Hopefully you are too. We're opening our Bibles again to the Gospel of Mark. Just a reminder, Peter's probably the source, the information source. Mark was the first gospel to be put out. And it's always a good idea if you want to plug back into Jesus, either read Mark, takes a couple hours, or invest in Audible and listen to Mark sometime during the week. 2 hours of your day or 2 hours of your week. You can even get James Earl Jones, Darth Vader, reading the Gospel of Mark to you. But I highly recommend it. It's a powerful and quick book. So we're in Mark chapter 6. I'm going to start in verse 6. Actually, it's 6b. And then, we'll start with 7. How about that? My Bible starts with 6b. But calling the 12 to him being Jesus Christ, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. This is the word of the Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, speak through me. Amen. May your words be remembered, my words quickly forgotten. And all God's people said, amen. We serve a missionary God, a sending God. In the Latin, the Missio Dei. He sent the Spirit, hovered over the water, made land. He sent his Spirit, met the people of God, the Jews. He sent his one and only Son, teaching every one of us. That's what this table, I'm going to mention, the table is going to be carrying a lot of the load this morning of my message. This screams out ascending God. This table says, I care about you. I'm the Heavenly Father. I want you in my life. I want to gather with you, make you clean, and then send you out. I'm ascending God. I sent my Son not so that you could receive and just watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but I sent it so that you might be healed, be forgiven, be made into a new creation, and sent out. Notice when he sends them out, he gives them authority. Has anybody been here when I preached about the Great Commission? Therefore, go out and make disciples. If you have, insert that sermon right here, because it's pretty much the same sermon. It's not the Great Commission. It's actually the Great Commissioner. That's what that passage should be. Because remember my rule? I stole it from, I didn't steal it. I just say it every time, because Chuck Swindoll would always say it. Whenever you see a therefore, what's the therefore, right? Right before the Great Commission, Jesus says, all authority, panta, all authority, that's the Greek, all authority on heaven and on earth, I hand to you. And he's talking to his disciples at that point. Therefore, go out and share. Same thing here. It's the Great Commissioner. This table does all the work. This, our Savior does all the work. He's got all the powers. He's got the keys to heaven and earth, right? The Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the person John runs into in his revelation, where his son, his face shines like the sun, and his hair is like gold. All that authority, all that power. He says, I'm going to give that to you. As I've been sent, I'm sending you. And then he gives them a packing list. And he sends them out two by two, right? I'd miss that part up until preparing for the sermon. I'd miss that two by two. I'm old, 50. I can get 10% off at Steak and Shake and Krispy Kreme donuts, I found out yesterday. So I've learned it and I forgot it. But I always hear this passage and I always preach the Mother Teresa statement. Mother Teresa, when she passed away, she owned two outfits, one Bible and a cross. And she said wisely, I never knew that Jesus was all I needed until Jesus was all I had. All of her dependence on Jesus. I'd always focused on that because when I was growing up, everybody, you probably heard this. My mother was an amazing woman of God, but she was also just an amazing servant. She did all the laundry. She did all the meals. She did all the cleaning. She did everything except when we went on camping trips. And when we went on camping trips, my dad would do everything, but he was kind of one of those guys, and I think I carry this on a little bit. I asked my son, he says, yeah, you do this a little bit. When I'm doing work, I want everybody to know it. You know? And so when we were going on a camping trip, he'd say, all right, everybody downstairs, get for family meeting, and we're going to make a list. And I hated that. I still, to this day, when people say, we make a list, except I make daily lists every day, which is weird. But when you make lists of, I don't know, sometimes it drives me crazy because I get this anxiety. It's a deep riverbed. Every time we went camping, we camped a lot. He would say, make this list, make this list, make this list. We have to get this thing done. What's Jesus's camping list? Leave it all. No money. No outer garment. Make sure you're wearing sandals. like Mother Teresa, right? I never knew till Jesus is all I needed, till Jesus is all I had. That's what I had always focused on, this text. But the two by two. And the two by two is linked with the power, right? Right? Amen? Perfect. So if I come off as angry, it's like, okay, easy with the angry voice. I was just making sure that you guys, everybody's awake. Because when I learn something, I want everybody in here to know it, right? It's linked with the Trinity. It's linked with the Missio Dei. This passage, Jesus sends them out two by two because it's not good to be alone. It's not structurally sound. You can't represent a triune God with one person. You can't share the message of the gospel of a triune God, God sending his one and only Son so that the Spirit might call people to the knowledge, the saving faith in this one and only Son, that they might be with the Father. Right? We're doing deep theology right now. Put on your, we got theology hats on right now, and I'm proud of everybody. Everybody's in here is looking at me awake. P.S. I see you. I see you. I know. But I congratulations. We are tapped into that vein. That's his plan. That's his plan. He sends his one and only Son, the triune God, so that the Spirit might equip and pass and bind us together so that we, the two, the we, I'm not very good at remembering dates. You know who is? Jane Bates. She never misses a birthday. Right? No, she's just like me. Somebody else. Because there's all kinds of fruit from that, right? But there's, along with the fruit, there's a necessity. Congratulations. You're doing 90% of the work just by showing up right here, right now, and hearing this. It's us. The enemy, we find out in other places, is the devil. It's not the people who don't know God. And it's definitely not the people in this room. It's us. We represent the triune God. We're an extension of that Missio Dei. And think about these 12 disciples, right? Like a week ago, they were fishing and collecting taxes. Jesus says, I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you. And there are all these misfits, and he gathers them together, and he's preaching. And they are obviously not getting it. They're not, like, because they're not, it's not sinking in that he's going to die and pay for the sins of the whole world, because there's absolutely no way they could have. It takes the Holy Spirit, and that shows up later. But then he pulls them aside this day. And I guarantee you all 12 of them know that what day of the week it was, what time it was, what the weather was, what they were wearing. Jesus says, huddle up, guys. I'm going to send you out and you're going to be me. You're going to be the triune God. And I want you to testify. Full stop, testify, and heal. Heal. These 12 are like, okay, I'll do that. And they go out and do it. What happens? God flows through them and heals. Have you experienced the healing power flowing through you? Good. I heard a couple yeses, and that's good. If you haven't, we need to hang out more. That's the application. We need to hang out as a team more. We need to hang out as followers of Jesus more. We need to hang out and encourage that connection between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that same connection that binds them as one person is flowing through us as we. And what do? We testify. We call people to turn from their ways. Is that easy or difficult? That was a trick question. Sorry. Okay, you can either stay in prison to your sin and die, or you can experience freedom, life, and the world in 3D. That's the call to repentance is. I think we've kind of beaten up that word a little bit. It's a simply turn. It's course correction. Have you ever been going the wrong way? Right? I went to an LA Galaxy game. I didn't know where I was. It was out behind the, or it was past the Orange Curtain. You know, it was outside of Orange County. I was up in LA and I got on the freeway and I looked and everybody in the van was like, we're going the wrong way. We're going to be in San Francisco soon. And I said, uh-oh. Turned into a 3-hour trip. It's simply that. Hey, you know what? You're not going to find life there. You're not going to find life in a bottle. I've tried. You're not going to find life in relationships. I've tried. You're not going to find in popularity. I've tried. Turn around. And P.S., you got stuff that's weighing you down? On behalf of God, the two of us would love to take that, give it to God, and heal you. Doesn't that sound like a fun life? Sounds fun to me. And as we move closer and closer to this table, I just want to remind us of our applications here. First, we're true companions, whether we like it or not. The person to your right, the person to your left, true companions. We're in this together. We were both given the same grace. We both have the same spirit in us. God isn't sending us out one by one. Even though sometimes we think, I could do it better than with people. No, you can't. Because you can't represent a triune God. It goes back to that root. And use our mouths. Paul later adds the words, you know, like, how are people going to know that they're going the wrong way unless you tell them? But notice, he doesn't say, hey, Brian, you got to save Costa Mesa. Go. Right? He says, buddy up with Tim, buddy up with Terry. Go out with a group of folk. You guys play Kingdom of God. The people in your midst say, what's going on? Why do these guys love each other on this next level? I know those people. They don't even like the same band. They ask you, you say, hey, it's because we have the same Lord. We're true companions. And then I think some of our application is coming when we gather around the table. For now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, I pray that you would actually start preparing our hearts for the table right now. If there's stuff we need to repent of, if we're going the wrong way in any way, shape, or form, if we need a course correction this morning, I pray that by your Spirit and through this table, by the which symbolizes and is a seal on our hearts, that you forgive us. You forgive us once again. I pray that you would do that this morning. Course correct us. Search our hearts, see if there's any wicked ways within us, and straighten them out. And I pray for those in the room that have come in beaten up, broken in some way. I pray that you would heal this morning by us gathering, and communing together. Pray all this in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And all God's people said,